Bank of Cardiff. This is Amy.
Hey, Amy. It's Jeff from BizFi. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Not too bad.
Yeah. How was your day off yesterday? I think you guys are one of the few partners that had the day off, which is awesome.
It was fantastic.
Cool. Did you do anything? Like, treat it like a 3-day weekend?
I barely got out of bed. It was awesome.
Nice.
I ran some errands and got a haircut, but other than that, just did not move. It was pretty great.
Yeah, everyone needs days like that.
Yeah, I don't do that often, so relished in it.
All right, well, the one that I was giving you a call about, I've got a couple deals that I'm looking to see if we have an MCA option on the pricing calculator. So the first one we can look at is called Ocean Cafe. You guys just sent that out this morning. So basically under desired by holdback, that line, I see like desired holdback 14%. And then there's a handful of things that are blue.
Yeah. So that's the same one, Adam. You're doing that. Yeah. So the, so unless I say otherwise, everything we do is an MCA, but in terms of the actual payback, unless I say otherwise, everything is revenue off the banks rather than credit card base. So, it'd be an MCA daily payment off our bank statement.
So it's not going to be something that comes out of credit card processing, like
that's correct. Unless stated otherwise, and it'll be stated like 2 or 3 times in the stiffs.
Okay.
Yeah, that's something they're looking for. Just when you submit the deal, just be like merchant's looking for a credit card deal, and then I'll work a deal up.
Okay. So you want us to say specifically credit card because MCA doesn't necessarily translate to credit card. It can still be a withholding from the bank. Okay.
That's correct. Correct. Yeah.
So in this case.
In this case, is someone that wants a credit card based deal?
I think so. There were two that.
You wouldn't be able to do a credit card based deal because they use Square and they use a processor.
Okay. So I'm looking at the bank statements right here. I can't tell that it's Square, and from my understanding, Square doesn't even issue merchant statements.
No, they don't, but if you look at the bank statement, you'll see Square deposits.
Okay, I do see that. So.
And they obviously have the bank card. You can see those coming in. Because they have the dual processors like that, we wouldn't be able to do a credit card deal.
Okay, understood. So no credit card deal. All right.
And then what was the other one?
The other one was called A&D Mini Storage. This one was approved on Thursday, October 6th. I'll open up the spreadsheet now. So from our side, I guess like we're not really that familiar with what your credit card processing rules are. So if we submit merchant statements and say we want an MCA, it's not enough. We'll have to say we want a credit card deal.
Yeah, correct. Correct, because everything we do offer technically is an MCA. So let's see, mini storage.
Again, this one, I think I submitted credit card statements, and I was just trying to understand the calculator if we did, in fact, get an MCA approved here or not, or at least a credit card deal.
No, this one again was cash based off the bank statement. Let's pull up the submission.
Yeah, I think if I did say anything in the submission, it probably just said MCA because I wasn't aware.
It just says no balances was the only note.
Okay.
In the submission.
So if we do give you merchant statements, like are those even looked at for? You know, the approval?
Only just to see if they have a holdback or not. Twofold. If the banks are strong enough to handle a daily, we only look at them in order to see if there's a holdback or not. If they're not strong enough to handle a daily, then we'll look at them in order to do a credit card-based deal.
Okay, so when we do get an approval for a credit card based deal, we are going to see that underneath desired by holdback.
So you'll see, if you look at the calculator, the processing column, would be filled out.
Okay.
And the holdback, the reserve and the gross reserve would not be equal. The reserve would be higher.
Can you just point me to where I would see that?
If you're looking at the mini storages calculator,
mm-hmm.
and you go to the highlighted blue option, the Diamond 8 option that's highlighted, that's blue.
Right.
That the reserve percentage, where it says 12, would be higher than the gross reserve because we would be taking a percentage of the credit cards, not the total revenue.
Okay, so you're saying that the desired holdback would be higher than... Uh-huh.
Yes, the reserve can go on a credit card based deal. The reserve can go up to 35%.
Okay.
And that's obviously contingent on how much they're processing. So the processing column would also have a full. You'd have different numbers in the processing column than you would in the bank column. And in that sense, I would write in like at least two places in the STIPS saying this would be a credit card based deal. You know, merchant needs to switch to preferred processor, be taking, you know, X percentage off, you know, their processing, et cetera. And it would be due to whatever the issues were, unless you guys requested it, if there are no issues. You guys just want, and that's just what the merchant's looking for.
Yeah, I think in this case, the customer specifically wanted a credit card deal.
Okay, if you want me to restructure this one, I can do that. Because this guy's just processing, he's just got one processor. So working a credit card based deal would not be an issue for this for mini storage.
For Andy, not a problem. But then for Ocean Cafe, we can't because they use Square and another processor. It's split, so it's going to be a hassle.
Yeah.
All right. If you do rework this, like, will the customer at least have the option of going with the loan approval? If
they can go with either or, yes.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah,
and that's because their banks are healthy enough to afford a revenue-based deal.
Okay.
They have strong balances. This is just them requesting. You know, if we send you a split offer without you requesting one, that's because we don't think the merchant can handle a daily offer.
Mm-hmm.
Banks. If you guys are requesting one, that's separate. And their bank and we, you know, don't look at it originally. That's a different situation. So in this sense, the merchant would have the option of which one, you know, they'd want. But in this sense, they'd also, if they were to want the credit card one, they'd have to switch their processor, which
okay.
not everybody wants to do. Obviously.
Yeah, I understand. This might be hard for you to gauge right now, but like we have a new logic approval for A&D. It's specifically for the credit card deal, and the approval is a $72K over about 16 months out of 126. I mean, just wanted to put that out there to see, like, if you think it's worth even, you know, the extra work on your part, because I don't want to make you do it if you don't think, like, it'll be worth the time, you know?
How much did you say?
72,000. It's a estimated turn of, like, 16 months, and the holdback is a 126.
We can't get anywhere near there.
Okay. No problem.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
I would run with that.
All right. Well, we'll see what the rep wants to do. I'll let you know if I need anything on this one, but definitely if we're going to request for credit card deals, I know how to do that moving forward. I'll tell Grant and Anthony as well.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thanks,
no problem. I just had one more quick question.
Mm-hmm.
When you were mentioning about the holdback percentage, you said that if that is going to exceed the gross reserve, that's how we know that it's okay for credit cards?
You'll see it in there. Besides it being in the STIPS, it's going to have a difference because the merchant obviously is not doing everything in credit card. The numbers are going to be different, so the calculators can calculate differently in terms of what they're doing in cash, what they're doing overall and what they're doing just in credit card.
So we're
looking to see what the percentage of the actual credit card, of the credit card amount is that we'd be taking. And that would be that top percentage, where the bottom would still be your general overall holdback.
Okay. So it's pretty, like, standard then to see, like, 12% and 12%, like, for your holdback and reserve?
Correct.
Okay. But you said that for credit cards, it can go anywhere up to 35%?
That's correct.
Okay, cool. All right. A lot of good information. Thank you for explaining everything to me.
Happy to help.
All right. I will talk to you later. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Cool. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.